Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You should know how desensitized I am, and like people should also know how similar we are on and off camera. That I went, I wonder when we're gonna start recording. Like, I didn't even realize that that was the lead into it, and I was like, yeah, amp me up.
Well, here we are, and you know, this is a special fisting Friday.
Two fists.
And it's my birthday.
I was going to say, what are your plans for your birthday?
I am going to spend the day at the spa, and I'm going to be getting these incredible treatments that I will not talk about until the next time we record, because they are very specific to this place.
Yeah.
And
are you doing the one you sent me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very specific for this place. And I don't know if any, I know that we do have people that live in Arkansas, and I don't know if y'all are sane or not that are listeners. And if I say what I'm doing, I might be currently doing it and you'll show up here.
Yeah. And like, that's like the, not the place you want someone to show. Like, you don't ever want someone to show up unannounced, but like while you're like in the nude at the spa being like, hey, I'm a little fucker. And you're like, fuck off.
I forgot to tell you, I was at the doctor and I was wearing my blue therapy shirt, and, somebody was like, the person checking me in was like, I like your sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then she was like, I listened to the show. And I was like,
no way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. Everyone, you should know, if you have a job that is like first of all, we'll make any job cool. Like anytime someone's in our Patreon, mm-hmm. they have a job. We're like, oh my God, what a cool job. But specifically, if you have a job that required multiple degrees or you work in STEM, by the way, if you're a receptionist for a science building, you work in STEM. Mm-hmm. If you have like a doctor, a therapist, like we take that as a badge of honor that we've earned, that we have earned your listenership and you work in a medical. Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive. That's so nice. That's such a nice way to do it too. Like, mm-hmm. come to the show, by the way.
Right.
You're like, oh, thank you.
Thank you. So I don't never know who's listening and who's near and far. Who's never even, you know, said anything to us. Don't know. So, but I'll talk about it the next time because I feel like it's going to be, it took me a long time. I got to say, Northwest Arkansas, I need to y'all start a spa. To not start a spa. Because I need y'all to have better SEOs for your websites. I need y'all to have Instagram pages. And I need y'all to start leaving reviews on Yelp.
Oh.
Because no one is leaving reviews on Yelp for anything. Finally, after asking numerous people, my mom throwing out, because there's like, you know, I can go get a massage anywhere. But I mm-hmm. wanted a full spa day, like yep. I usually do on my birthday. And it was hard to find. And then when I found this place, I was like, I would have been coming here all the time if I knew this existed. Yeah. It's been there for a while. What the fuck is going on? Get better SEOs. Start posting on Yelps. And let's actually, they do have good social media presence, but in the bio, it doesn't say specifically what it is. So you can't really search for it or find it.
No, that's frustrating.
Do better.
One of the things that they offer, I think will change my life by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I talk about it or think about it, my nipples get hard. Like, and I'm not kidding. Like, it is. They should. I think you can make an entire business just doing that.
I think so too. Especially in this world that we live in.
People are like, are they talking about a happy ending?
I should specify because there was a big bust of a spa here. This week.
Oh,
of
damn.
A place that was.
Maybe that's why you couldn't find the SEOs. They said, don't let us search us. We don't want them to think that's us.
Maybe, but there was a big buzz this week. So,
yeah, no, this is purely beneficial in a health and wellness sense, not a sexual satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I hear a song that I like, my nipples get hard.
Right.
Like, it just means that, like, I'm fucking excited mm-hmm. or I'm cold. So I cannot wait to hear about it. I have a feeling that this is going to be like when you found the gym you started going to when you were there mm-hmm. and you're like, I'm so sorry, $25. Like, and they're like, it's so expensive. We're so sorry. And you're like, are you kidding me? This is cheaper than like one workout class. Like, I think you're going to find it. I think it's going to be amazing.
So that gym, let's talk about it for a second.
What happened?
Incredible gym. Very nice. It was brand new in this like two-story building. It had the classes. It had all the equipment. A basketball court, a racquetball court, great gym. Why did the church, the big church here, bought it? And now it's not even a gym anymore. It's just part of their church.
Does God play racquetball?
I don't even know what the Who's fuck is happening.
Busy in there? Because, like, churches are open, no. Like, what are the hours of operation now? Because, like, what about Sundays? Can you hear the basketball court while you're in church?
This is a church that the Duggars in the other location that they have, they attended this church. It is the biggest church in Northwest Arkansas. It has expanded exponentially. They're like friends of the Republican Party. Like, people will come here and do stops here. It's pretty gross.
It's giving Scientology vibes in the same, like, Scientology is a cruise ship where they just mm-hmm. hold people hostage. It's like anytime like a workplace is like, we've got a ball pit here and a cafeteria and beds. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's supposed to be a selling point. And you go, this sounds like you're going to keep me here against my will. This yep. feels the same vibe.
Yep. And I'm like, how much money did they offer these people that own that gym? It had to be millions. Millions.
So much.
Because they had put a lot into that gym. This is the nicest gym. Like, I would say it's better, like, nicer than a Equinox.
Wow. That's really devastating. I'm yeah. sorry for your loss. I hope the church doesn't take over the spa.
Agree.
You know, we also don't want, we do not want religious figures up in your business like that. Because
no.
That,
no.
Not a good history God. With that. Or past or present.
Right.
Well, I think it'll be great for you. Besides, you know, we'll just ignore the gym part. And now you get mm-hmm. to... get rubbed and plucked and prodded and mm-hmm. and kneaded like a loaf of bread. It's yes. gonna be great for you. What are you gonna do after?
I've been very in the house mm-hmm. and taking care of other people, and I just need some quiet time. Like I just want to have like I want to go somewhere and eat by myself.
Ideal.
And not worry about a child or a dog coming to bother me during that. But like my family wants to do something on Saturday.
Just, I mean, you do your thing first and then you got your
Yeah. My thing is to be on Friday and then they want to go have dinner on Saturday. But I'm like, Melanie also said this. She was like, it's just too much. Whenever we go out somewhere as a full family, it's just too much fucking shit going on.
Well, it limits the places you can go. Like,
yes. And so like you I can't already... go get seafood.
Yeah.
One, because some of them are allergic.
Mm-hmm.
I also like can't go too fancy because there will be children.
Mm-hmm.
And
has to be a place yeah. with a big enough table, like the mm-hmm. time that you go and like yep. all of that. And then also like you don't really get quality time with the adults, nor do you get quality time with the kids either. Like it's yeah. it's just
I've already had enough quality time, to be honest.
Hey, valid. Yeah. No one's going to tell you any different. I'm sure mm-hmm. even they would be like, our kids have seen enough of you.
Yeah. Yep.
More than enough. Leave her alone.
I know. And Audrey is now at the point where she wants the Drunk Elephant skincare.
Shut up. She, Miss Little Future, she's M. Night Shyamalan, got in here and got influenced. She's not
even interested in that stuff anymore.
That's actually so heartbreaking.
I know.
It'll come back, though. Like, there's a certain age where, like, you have the things that you're super into, and then it becomes like, oh, that's not cool. And so mm-hmm. you adjust. But, like... when you have things that you're like so fucking passionate about and like or so interested in like niche at that age, like you don't grow out of that. It just like yeah. develops and changes in other things. But like it's there in your core.
Yeah.
She's got yeah. that.
I believe so. She she's into like architecture stuff now, which is still great.
So random.
I know. She's into architecture and like designing stuff on her iPad now, so she'll come back.
Yeah.
Noah, though, he was just in a play at school, and first of all, we know right now it's currently Black History Month, and this play I believe was supposed to be for Black History, but it was disguised in cats and dogs fighting.
Oh no. The purple people and the blue pants, one of those.
Yes.
There you go.
Talking about equality and all this stuff. And I was just like, this is weird. But he was one of the people that had a lot of lines.
A star.
And I was, yeah. And so I was running lines with him all week, giving him direction. He gets up there and absolutely kills it. Incredible. He even... like reacting to the other kids, like oh it wouldn't God. Be like a way that we had rehearsed it, but he, you know, how they reacted, he would feed off of that. So he was very much in the moment. He also was using a deeper voice. It was like, where did this voice
come from? Oh my God, I'm obsessed with children's acting voices.
Yes. And so he was using this deeper voice, but he also like just in his everyday life pretends sometimes that he's someone else. He's like, I didn't do that. Douglas did it. and says that like his name is Douglas sometimes. And then like, I forgot exactly what it was. He said some weird ass name. But I went into his room that's here at my parents' house and the sheet was off the bed. And I was like, Noah, how did the sheet get off the bed? Like, you need to fix this. And he goes, I didn't do it. Let's say he said Finnegan. I didn't do it. Finnegan did it. I said, who the heck is Finnegan? Casper's cousin?
quick. He's quick with that. Mm-hmm. And hey, he's been training in his sister's short films
for
so long. And she's put him in uncomfortable positions, like hiding under the sink.
Yes.
Like he can take direction. Mm-hmm. And now he's improvising. Yes. She must be so proud. She's like, and my worker is done.
Well, yesterday, because they had one for like the families and stuff at nighttime, and then they had it during school. And then I said, during school, were people telling, like coming up to you saying how good you did? He said, yeah, everybody was. Somebody asked for my autograph. And then Audrey just goes, no, they didn't. You're lying. I was just like, Audrey, just let him have this moment.
Director can't let the actor have their flowers. They go, this is my work. That's so funny. I see them as being like, they could be a dynamic duo.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just, all three of them just get along so well. Like, it's like.
Well, they're really close. They're pretty close in age, right?
I mean, or is it they're 2 years apart. And then him and the youngest one are 4 years apart. So there's a six gap. They're the exact same as me, Megan, and Melanie. Exact same.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Oh, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Like, I can't wait till, like, Moz is like, oh, no, our future children are going to be theater kids. And I was like, well, of course they are. And I was like, there's a point where it's so cute. And then there's a point where it's so bad. So and so, like, getting the part where it's like, this is adorable. Like, that's the prime, prime spot. I love that. Speaking of theater, we have
that was,
to.
I was doing that on
You
purpose.
Did a wonderful setup for that. So thank you. We have to talk about the Wicked trailer. And I just wanted to be said here, if you're not a part of our Patreon, you might not know this, but I made the call on our last live stream prior to the Super Bowl and the release of the preview. It's like not even a real fucking trailer. I said, I have a bad feeling that this is going to be just so CGI. Like, I do not think that they're going to do as many as like the practical effects that you like think that they are. And specifically, I said, I think Elphaba's skin is going to look flat as hell. I don't think they're going to do a good job with continuity because they do paint for like, I mean, for Guardians of the Galaxy, they'll do like practical paint for that, but it's impossibly hard to not have that show. What did I do? Where someone had to have, was it Mitchell? Yes. Oh my God.
When we did Oscar's Hotel for Fantastical Creatures.
Yes. And Mitchell was painted red, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that like, it would be like Mitchell, there'd be like a certain time period where it's like, we just have to get to lunch because like Mitchell's like, I have to pee and I've already accidentally gotten my dick red like four times. Like, and it would be like, there's
and
not
his
enough
costume too.
Yeah. He's like, there's not enough time to like reset before lunch to do this. So like, we have to fucking power through because like, I can't even pee and fix this. Like we have to be done so we can have a break. And that is one that like the continuity of it is so fucking hard. And when you have this budget, like you just are going to be like, we'll just do CGI. It'll just be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the issue with that is like, they will make you so fucking flat and two dimensional. And I just have to say when it started, I said, this looks like an NFT.
Yeah.
The trailer looks like a full blown NFT and the smoothing and color correction they did on Cynthia Erivo, they also did to Ariana Grande, making her even more beige. She just looks like a biscotti. Like, she just looks like, you know, biscottis have like the frosting with the same shade as the biscotti. Like, she is just a untoasted biscotti, and she's just so beige. And then she's wearing these pale fucking pinks. And I'm like, who hates you? Who's doing this to you?
I forgot that she was going to be blonde for this movie. So I've been thinking, I texted you this, I've been thinking that this blonde hair was a choice in her everyday life. And I was like, why is she doing this? This looks awful. And the fact that it looks awful and this is a professional thing, it's just bad. It's just bad.
And it's even worse because it's like, the amount of her hair that we're seeing is so minimal. 99% of that is not her own hair. This is not like a, well, this is the only thing we could, this is the choice we had. This was a conscious choice that we made. And then we bought bundles and bundles for the choice that we made. And it's just like, who is leading this girl astray? It is And again, the two-parter of the movie is going to be awful because have you seen Wicked?
I've seen enough of. I know that I've seen it, but I don't think it was like the full thing.
Well, then this will be very applicable to you. The first half of Wicked is amazing. The second half has two songs that are notable, and it is quite literally after intermission, kind of painful and slow, and just it does not match up. It's as if two different people wrote the first half and the second half, and so like. To include, like, in my mind, I go, perfect thing to adapt into a movie because, like, you can cut out 60% of the second half of the play. And then it, like, wraps it up really nice. Like, you can move along the plot quicker. Like, this will all be great. And they go, no, 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 make it two movies. And I'm like, what are you going to do for that? Like, Defying Gravity also doesn't even happen till the end of the second one.
I've heard that. I used to listen to the soundtrack over and over
again. That's great.
Yeah. A lot of times with musicals, I'm like, I've heard the soundtrack. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Hamilton. I watched it. I did eventually watch it. And I said, soundtrack was great on its own. Didn't need to see the play.
I heard the soundtrack and I said, I don't need to hear more. I don't need them to sing history to me. I don't need it.
I don't need How Was a Bastard Orphan, Son of a Whore and a Scotsman. Dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence impoverished. I've already missed it. Something impoverished. Grew up to be a hero and a scholar.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is a talent and I'm so happy for him.
Abriel wanted to watch the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Live action, which he did the music for, and there's two new songs. Both of them could have kept him. The second one called Scuttlebutt, I believe.
No, I'm here for that, it. Suddenly I love him.
That Awkwafina is rapping.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have stopped not talking over you because that was my bad.
I turned in the theater to the person that I was with and I said, did Lin-Manuel Miranda do the music for this? Because it was so obvious.
Parentheses, derogatory. I have to say, Awkwafina saying, if she says the word scuttlebutt, that sounds like offensive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like she's playing scuttle, but.
But I don't know. But like something about that.
The most, and I was dreading it the whole time we were sitting there watching it. And I was talking to Melanie about it. And she was like, I don't remember what you're talking about. And then we get to it. And she goes, I had to have blocked this out. Because this is horrendous.
And so she's just Lin-Manuel Miranda-ing, right?
Yep.
She's Lin-Manuel Miranda-ing all over the place. Like, she's I still need to watch it.
It's good.
Do you see she had her baby?
Of course I saw
that she had her baby. After the longest pregnancy of all time. I literally like, when is she going to pop?
Because she wasn't saying that she was pregnant.
When I realized that, I was like, I love the commitment to the bit. Because yeah, I go, everyone knows.
Because then she goes, in the caption for the baby, she was saying, she said, for some reason, the world wants to see you. Like, that was the caption. Yeah, she said,
okay, you fucking freaks and losers who are obsessed with me. Like, it was just so good. Like,
yeah.
And she was on like a live stream. I think it was like on our boyfriend's live stream, like days after she gave birth. And she like gets up from the chair and it takes like 30 seconds and she waddles away. And they're like, and she's not going to say anything. Like, this woman just gave birth and she's like pretending I'm on a live stream, like nothing happened. I'm like,
yep.
Like, talk about a hard launch. Hard launching a baby when you've been in the public for so long. This is what I say, like, bring back delusional celebrities. Like, I fucking love that. Like, she's like, everybody knows. And she goes, knows what? And just
keeps living her life. And then also there was a picture that he took of himself that was a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
He had sunglasses on and you could see her reflection in it. And she was clearly pregnant in the reflection.
Hella fucking pregnant. And she's like, and I don't know who that is.
I truly think that they knew and they were just doing it for the bit.
No,
and she's then, like, now she's been releasing videos of her pregnant, like because she was doing little TikTok dances and stuff before she was pregnant. Her and Chloe are very active on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And now they've been posting like videos of them together and stuff. It's hilarious. It's
so funny. Like, she saw Kylie Jenner hit her pregnancy. And so she said, I'm going to do that, but I'm not going anywhere. She said, like, I got a press tour to do.
She's like, I'm not losing this Disney money.
No, she said.
I got Color Purple. Like, I'm showing up
busy.
9 months pregnant at the Color Purple premiere. Like, and she gave birth days later.
You're fucking crazy. Yeah. And you're weird. Like, why would you talk? Like, it's just like the fact that everybody was interacting with her must have felt so fucking crazy to be like, because she didn't say anything. Like, I went to, lip sync battle. And this was like years ago, but mm-hmm. Chrissy Teigen was like very visually pregnant there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is she? And I like didn't know. I wasn't going to like obviously like say, I'm not going to say anything. And like, right. I didn't know if other people, like I didn't, whatever it was. And so she like announces to the crowd, because like they've like they have people who are like watching there. And she like before like every episode they're filming, she was like saying something along the lines of like, for the record, like, yes, I am pregnant. Like, I will be it will be announced by the time this is up. Like, it's fine. Honestly, probably by the time you get home, I'll have already announced it. Like, mm-hmm. she said that out loud. But I was like, but can you just imagine like people working with her constantly just being like, wondering if one day she's just not going to show up because she has to give birth.
Right.
Like, do you think she like told her publicist? Like, do you think they like scheduled around it?
Yes, I do.
Because in my mind, she didn't even tell them. She just like didn't respond. And they're like, hey, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they had. She was very visibly pregnant, but also dressing in a way that was clearly like, it wasn't like she was hiding it. No, it was just like, I'm just going to fit for where my body is right now.
My favorite one is the tulle dress, where she wears essentially what the loofah Halloween costume is. It is comically large, mm-hmm. because she is 9 months pregnant, mm-hmm. not saying a word. And there she is on the carpet walking like she is carrying the weight of a 9 month pregnancy. Yes. And everyone's just like, no.
The internet is like, what are you doing?
I know, it was so,
I thought it was great.
I loved it. I want everyone to do that. Like, there's mm-hmm. just something so fucking funny about that, because it's like, she's literally been like, why are you so obsessed with me? I go, facts. Yeah. we are obsessed. Like, you are right, we are so thirsty for this. So
I would have just waited till the baby was five.
No, like, and shows up and they're like, who is that? And she's like, my kid. And they're like, what? It's like the mystery of not Jessica Jones, January Jones. Who's her baby daddy? Bobby Flay, probably. Mm-hmm. You heard about that one, right?
I did. You told me about it.
Yeah. Well, just because Bobby Flay lore, I'm so deep in. I am obsessed with Bobby Flay lore. It's a great time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you could make any movie, a musical, a movie, what would it be? If you steal my answer from the Patreon.
I don't even remember what you said in the Patreon. I haven't seen that many, which is part of the problem. I'm not a theater nerd like you.
We should start going.
Yeah. I also don't like the Pantages.
Well, so we don't have to go there. Okay. Go to Pasadena.
Okay, great.
You love Pasadena.
I do love Pasadena. I don't know. I don't know because I haven't seen that many to give. I've listened to a lot of soundtracks, but I haven't seen the play in order to see what the play is.
Yeah, because my picks are of something I've seen, which could be executed truthfully flawlessly. And I think it would have done. I still haven't seen Mean Girls movie and like I'm not knocking at all. Like I definitely want to see it. But based on people's criticisms of it, I think you could totally like skirt a lot of that in this one. But the Legally Blonde musical, a movie version of that, because I do watch the MTV show Finding the Next Elle Woods constantly, and it is the lowest quality of all time. That one is like so good, and the songs in general are like they're Broadway-y, but they're not as Broadway as like Mean Girls soundtrack. Like that is like the stage production, like it is very Broadway. It's a little bit more like old school Broadway.
I like it.
It's great, but like it's very hard to translate that to film because like movie people are like, please don't scream in my face belting that note. And it's like, well, that's not going to translate that. And these songs are, they're made and they're arranged for this. And so like, it just feels a little weird, but Legally Blonde, it's definitely more like, it's a little more poppy. And that one's good, but you know who I need to get together to make the next big musical on Broadway, which then can be adapted to a movie musical. I need it to be starring Usher. Because I'm ready for Usher to, and I don't want it to be a present day. I need Usher in like a little page boy hat, or I need Usher in suspenders. I need Usher in maybe a bow tie and like, not in like a, oh, we're referencing. So I want Usher in a fun look. And I want, Who did Jay-Z do Book of Clarence with? Because that would be a fantastic musical, the how they arranged those songs.
That actually would be a very good idea. Yeah. James Samuel.
Did you see who his siblings are?
He was talking about his siblings, but I didn't know. He didn't name them. Who are his siblings?
I want you to scroll and look at who his siblings are. Part of me thinks it has to be a typo because I feel like I should know this.
Am I just like missing? Oh.
Is that right? Because I have to say, if he is nepo and he and this is brand new information.
When you go to Seal's website, I mean, Wikipedia, his name is also listed like James Samuels is his brother. Who was their because he was talking about his sister too when I went to the screening.
So this man, his brother is Seal?
Incredible. Incredible. Didn't mention him, Seal, but was talking a lot about his sister. I think his sister must work with him because they were, it was like, I don't know, whatever. That's, wow. Didn't know.
I'm shocked. Hey, Seal can be a part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that'd be such a good, like, it felt like they the way that they wrote it and the way they arranged it, I was like, this, I think there has to be someone who thought about maybe this could be a stage production.
Mm, yeah. Did you ever see She's All That? You might have been too young.
I am too. I've seen it on an airplane because okay. Mats is like, you should watch this. This is a Megan movie from years before you were watching Megan movies.
That's the movie that Addison Usher Ray is in.
The remake. Oh, what?
As the, like, he goes to the school, but he's like the DJ for the school, but we only see him in like music, like when they do music stuff.
I might have fully missed that. An Usher cameo? She's
All That.
Kieran Culkin's in it?
Yeah, he's the little brother in it.
Wow. Oh, Usher is in it. So is Julia Hill. Oh, my man.
Yeah.
I can fix
Julia
that.
Julia Hill is the Black Fern. He maybe has like two lines, but he's in so many scenes.
I bet they could do a Holes musical.
Still haven't seen that either.
Well, it's great because they don't go many places. So like the 90% of the movie, they are in the desert digging up holes. Dig it. And I'm pretty sure Zero can sing. Actually, I know all of them can sing. So recast the same guys, except for Shia LaBeouf.
Zero is...
my man.
Black, correct?
Yeah, I think only two of the kids aren't, besides...
I think I've seen him on TikTok.
Yeah, he's big on TikTok. Okay. Caleb Thomas.
Yes, yep.
I was obsessed with him. Did you see High School Musical at the time?
No.
Okay. Did your sisters?
Yes. Yes, well, I was just wondering me and Melanie were talking about this at the time.
Yeah.
It was Melanie, though.
Who was her pick? Like, who was her guy? When she was like, the one I have a crush on.
Don't know.
Because right now, I found I'm on an island of one because I ended up on High School Musical TikTok because I was just Corbin Blue. And everyone was like, I'm not like other girls. I was a Corbin Blue girl. And I was like, it was 50% or maybe not 50, but like it was like Corbin Blue, Zac Efron. I was a Zeke girl and I have yet to find my Zeke girls.
I just told you I know who he is because his mother is on General Hospital. His mother had a sex scene yesterday on General Hospital and my mom was watching it with me and she goes, the man that she's with, she's like, he has a good body. I was like, please don't ever make that noise around me ever again.
Hold up. You had homework. You were supposed to ask your mom if she was a Team Jacob or Team Edward, and you had not gotten back to me.
She just walked in. Could have asked her then.
I told Mats that she watched it. And he goes, so was she an Edward or a Jacob? And I said, jury is still out. I am waiting.
It might be skewed, though, because Melanie wouldn't let her watch the one where it's just Jacob.
Yeah, she's influencing. She's an Edward girl and influencing your mother to also be an Edward girl.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Growing up is realizing that both of them are bad. But unfortunately,
everybody. But she's also bad. So therefore,
you can't say anything bad about Kristen Stewart or Kristen Stewart adjacent.
She says bad things about her own project.
She's the only one who's allowed to, and it still hurts me when she talks bad about things that she's done. But here's the thing: if she hates what she does, I'm like, okay, then I hate it too. It's incredibly.
What does she like? Is my question.
She loved Happiest Season. Okay. I loved that too. Actually, to be fair, it really pissed me off because I was like, she's so much better than this. Like, I hate the fucking girl. Like, how she treated. I just was so mad about it. Aubrey Plaza.
Should have been. Yeah, it should have been Aubrey Plaza.
So fucking mad.
Everybody that has watched that movie says that.
Well, it's like the same thing I felt about Captain Marvel, where I'm like, a perfectly good, fantastic movie that I would like otherwise ruined by the fact that you did not give me what you were serving me on the platter. You said you took off the platter and you said, here, have a nice sniff. And I said, oh my God, perfect. I love where this is going. This is my next course. Delicious. And they take it away and they said, what are you talking about? That never happened. And I'm like, you can't just dangle a true love story in front of my face and then rip it away and say, you imagined all of that.
Are you ever going to watch The Marvels?
I was just going to say, we started watching it. And when I tell you that, like, anytime she's on screen, I go, Brie Larson is your mother. Like, that is your mom. That is your mommy. Mommy.
Also, she just has pictures of them all in her little time capsule. Like, that's all she does. She's in her white little tank top laying down
with her baggy pants going, let me envision my life, holding the hand, saying, taking care of my baby. And I'm like,
And
I'm supposed to say that wife. You're not gay. Like, we're not blah. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yes. Like, the way that I was gaslit by everybody when I said, well, it just, like, pissed me off because, like, why aren't they getting together? And then, like, oh, surprise, plot twist, she dies. And they're like, well, she's not gay. And I'm like,
I need you to watch it all the way through, please. And the only reason I need you to watch it all the way through because I need you to get to the post-credit scene. And then we can have our full conversation. But you don't just have pictures of...
Two people
that you sit and watch. It's not even like one picture. There are numerous pictures where you're just sitting and looking at them all day, thinking about what could have been.
And you know the anger that you have when she walks out on you? You know what anger you have? Because your mom walked out on you. Like the idea that like everybody was like, whoa, stop making it weird. I go, it wasn't weird. They're so gay. Like I was, when I saw that movie in the theater, I literally sat in the seat and I was like, you're fucking kidding me. Like I was like loving it up until the point I go, and it's done. And I was like waiting for the post-credit scene. And I was like, this is a fat fucking joke. And I looked it up afterwards and the person I was with, they're like, no, she's not like gay. And I was
who
like,
who are you with?
But I was just like, what the fuck do you mean they're not gay? Like, it's just like, do they know? Because
they like, know.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
Thing is,
I'm like,
they know. They were playing it that way.
They're playing it. They're and like, it gets me so fucking heated that I get so annoyed. How did I even get to this point? What were we talking about? It was something else that's similar about like, the you can't dangle it in front of me and then rip it away. Oh, Aubrey Plaza, Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
So like, that's how I feel. But that one, you know, they were gay. But like this one, it was the same fucking vibe. But then it's just supposed to be like, I'm supposed to be happy for them at the end. I'm supposed to be like, this is what I wanted. Like, you're delusional. Like, you're actually fucking delusional that you would do this to me. And it just like makes me so, so fucking angry. And I've been watching The Marvels and I literally just can't stop thinking about it. And I go, look, her daughter reunited with her mother. And we all know this, but apparently, like, I was the one who was, like, so wrong for being, like, what?
No, I thought it when I saw it, too. Because it went after I watched it, I told you. I was like, they're together. Like, that's her daughter, right?
It makes me so fucking mad. It's like, there are certain times.
Even if you don't watch the whole movie, just skip to the post-credit scene so that we can have this conversation. Okay.
I'll watch it.
Because I honestly don't think that the post-credit scene has any impact on the actual movie itself.
Wait, I watched the whole movie.
Did you not watch the post-credit?
For a second, I was like, was it a TV show? But I couldn't, but that's Miss Marvel.
There is a TV show, that's Miss Marvel, and then The Marvels is the movie.
Is that the scene where she's moving into her home?
There's something after that.
Because she's moving into the home with the boxes. Yeah. And it's supposed to be like, just friends.
Just friends.
And they were roommates? Shut the fuck up.
Okay. No.
Post-credit scene.
I know you didn't see it because if you had, you wouldn't have made the comment that you, one of the comments that you've made.
Oh my God. Who the fuck are these people?
X-Men.
Oh no, there's no way we saw it because then the next thing we would have, wait. Maybe we did see it and I just like wasn't paying attention because then Motts did put on Deadpool after, which is the X-Men universe.
Yes.
And he usually does that.
You have to pay attention.
I might have been peeing. Wait, why is it so long? I don't need it explained.
It's like 2 seconds.
I know. So she's not her mom in this universe?
I don't, we'll see.
Okay, and we all know that Blumen in that suit, Kelsey Grammer did ADR and someone had to stand there for that. There's no way Kelsey
That's
Grammer.
That's 100% CGI.
No, but I don't even think he showed up to set.
No.
He's never met these people in his life.
He's been Beast in all the other X-Men movies too.
But post-Frasier, I don't think this man is arriving on set to do this.
No.
Wait.
So I'm like, because the thing is, in the X-Men universe, Rogue, it's like rich in X-Men history that Rogue takes Captain Marvel's powers. So mm-hmm. I think she's going to end up there. And then we finally get the story. We finally get them together.
Oh, my God. Praise be. Because I've never been blueballed like that in my life.
Yes.
Like, it was actually like, it was to the point where I was like, this feels like queerbaiting. Like, it was like, yes. You know, most of the time, it's not that. And I go, so am I... And the fact that, like, pissed me off more is I do think you're the only person who I've interacted with. I mean, I think I'm sure I've had conversations on socials with specifically, like, not straight women on this topic. But, like, you are the only other person in real life, straight woman, who I was like, what do you, this makes no sense. Like, everybody else was like, oh, I didn't really see that. And it felt like I was like, am I watching a different film than the rest of you?
Could be.
And then I rewatch it about 5 times. And every time I go, no, they're in love.
And the Marvels makes it even more clear.
Oh, my God. You walked out on your daughter.
And she was raised that. By a she single mother. She literally says, you left us. You walked out on us. You deserted us.
The only thing she didn't say was, mommy.
Mommy.
But it was implied.
She said, subtext, Aunt Carol.
Mommy. And mm-hmm. you know what aunt says? Aunt in there, the way she said aunt, it said, mother dearest. Mm-hmm. My mommy, my mother. Like,
come on now.
I just want to be like, I need to get Brie Larson and be like, so I feel like Brie Larson's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, cool. As long as we all know, so I know that we know and everybody else is just lying to themselves or has never met any lesbian or any woman in a relationship with another woman ever. Cause I'm like, if this was a man and a woman here.
The way she was walking around that little tank top with her fighter or plane what
pants?
Coveralls over her, it was
and her sensible little braids keeping her hair out of her face so she can focus on longing about the life that she lost.
The way that she was walking in that, I was just like, come on.
I fuck your mom. Like, yes. That is like, she was walking in with, and here, and now we're having the renaissance of Renee Rapp, and there are a bunch of straight girls who are being like, oh my God, this is a gay. I'm like, pulled a picture of Renee Rapp in cargo pants and Captain Marvel in cargo pants next to each other. Mm-hmm. Tell me the difference between those two photos.
Right.
Both of them would fuck your mom. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, and she did. She did fuck her mom because she's also her mom. Mm-hmm. Mommies were fucking. Yep. Oh my God. I like, I get heated every time I fucking talk about it because I also just think that like for as much fucking backlash and flack that she got, like I obviously like retract, anytime someone wants to talk shit about that movie, I'm like, I will join in and talk shit, but the only caveat I'm talking shit is this is what makes me infuriated mm-hmm. about this. And if it's anything else, I go, no, it was a perfect film, but I was just so angry about that. But the idea that like, if they did include any of that, I'm like, so you all hated that film not because they didn't kiss and they weren't like in love in the end? I go, so why did you hate it? Like, cause that's the only bad thing about that movie.
Yeah.
Sexism.
So hopefully if we don't get this in the X-Men universe, because like I said, Carol takes Rogue's powers. I know Rogue takes Carol's powers, and Carol is like bedridden for a long time. If we don't get Maria nursing Carol back to health, I don't want to see it.
No. And like at that point, just say you hate women. Just say you mm-hmm. hate women. You don't want to see a woman happy. You don't want to see a woman who has canonically has the best stack of powers in the entire Marvel universe, mm-hmm. could take down all of them, is the most powerful being. You don't want to give her a little love. You don't want to give her a little coochie. You don't want to give her her one true love. You don't want to get her mommy to her mommy. Like, she is carrying truly the weight of not only the world, the universe, and all those other planets on her goddamn fucking shoulders.
And other dimensions.
She already has where she has a beard, where she has her fake husband. And she goes, oh, it's no big deal. Fake. And then we see that husband, like, and I
I'm
go,
not
oh,
into
yeah.
it.
And he's not into her either.
No, no. I was, maybe this is why my mom did that with General Hospital, because I did see the Marvels in the theater with my mom. And when he appeared on screen, I went, oof. And then, and then she goes, what, you think he's cute? I said, yeah. But then I was like, they are. There's nothing here.
There's an agreement here. And I think it might be because his plan is homophobic. That might be what it is. They said
that's
they
colorful and singing is.
they said, we might be here for the gay jolly merriment, but you still got to marry a woman. And so he said, okay. And then married her in song. And then they both did a dramatic outfit change.
Yes.
When he came on screen, Mons was like, that man is beautiful. And I was like, he's gorgeous. And he's like, is he a singer? And I was like, no, that man's an actor. He's got that acting face. And he does. I loved the little singing people.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I love that little, that fucking Miss Marvel.
She's a star.
She's
and she hadn't acted before.
Oh, believe me when I tell you, I went on the Wikipedia deep dive of that girl, and apparently her bedroom looks exactly like her real life bedroom. And so she did the callback, and she says, before we start, taking her laptop, showing around, and then opens a closet. First of all, and I was like, the irony, the entire closet decorated specifically with Captain Marvel. And I was like, get it. And the woman, like the casting director, like she's like, even before she started her, like she did a great first tape. And she was like, even before that, I was like, I have to cast. This is her. Like,
yes. And she knows, like I was watching interviews where like people are like guessing things about the Marvel like universe and like, or, and she's like, no, that's not right. Like she's like correcting people and stuff. She's like she knows Marvel, like the back of her
hand. Did you see though? She started writing for her own comic. She's writing it and doing it. So they incorporated her like drawing and writing. I don't know if her character does that in the comics.
She does. She writes fan fiction. Like she's like very much like a, like she's a newer, she was created relatively new ish.
Well, they're writing, so she like
writes, so she writes like fan fiction. Like the character herself writes fan fiction. She like has crushes on different people and like talks like, so
I love that, so meta. Well, she herself, the actress, is now writing for that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I think it was her aunt or her grandma who saw the casting notice for this and was like the casting call and was like, you should submit a tape. Submitted a tape, did one tape, then did a I think one tape in either a Zoom or a like one in-person callback. She like booked that within three auditions, and I was like, girl, that's never going to happen ever again. But she's so fucking good. And her first one she was in was it Doctor Strange? With my favorite from Wakanda.
Was she in? I don't think she was in Doctor Strange.
No, I think, isn't she have like a small little cameo?
She's.
Maybe I'm thinking of like the post credits or something.
Uh-uh. I'm looking now. She's not in it.
Hmm.
She was in Miss Farrell, the TV series.
Oh.
And then they're doing, and then the Marvels, then they're doing Marvel Zombies. But yeah, she's not, she hasn't been in anything else.
Maybe she was in like an after one of like Loki or something, like one of like a post credit something. What's her name?
It doesn't look like she, unless maybe it's like uncredited.
Saw the short, or I saw some, I must have seen. It might have just been, I even saw like an extended trailer or something, or a sneak peek trailer far before it came out. Because in my mind, she has been launched for much longer than, like, because to me, this is my only introduction to her family. But like, I was like, no, I've seen her in the other stuff. But I guess maybe I'm just watched a bunch of clips that I got it mixed up.
But imagine you've never acted before. And the first thing you book is your solo Marvel show and then get a movie.
It's, I know you didn't get into Harry Potter, but there's this actress, Ivana Lynch, who is kind of like the same. It's a very parallel story. So there's this character called Luna Lovegood in the books, and she doesn't come until the fifth book.
Yeah, I read it.
And so, but she was one that like, I'm not like other girls, like every fucking bitch latched onto. Like she was like, first of all, I loved her because ADHD queen. Also, she's definitely autistic. Like she's just out there. And this girl, like she was of the age where like Amon's like younger than, no, she's older than that. So it's like a little more established, but like it was the age where like you would make your favorite actress or your favorite show or your favorite book, like your whole personality. So like she was like molding her personality around Luna Lovegood because she was so obsessed with her. Hmm. And so when she went and like got the casting, like the audition, she was like, I have to audition. And everyone in her life was like, you have to audition. Like this is literally you. You've morphed into her, like, because like this is you, I like love her so much. And I don't even know that they read anyone else after her. It was just like, oh no, this girl is, and like to this day, like that's who she is now. Like it was, the story reached her at this like pivotal point in her life that like you can't detach her from that. Like,
yeah,
I don't even think she knows what personality traits or like the way she talks or whatever like came naturally or came from her lovingness. And that's like the only thing she did, but she was like built for it. But I don't think she's acted much. Like Amon's like she's got great instincts as like an actor. Mm-hmm. Like Ivana Lynch is like being Luna Lovegood, but like she's not, it doesn't really feel like she's acting. Like,
yeah,
Amon is acting.
Yes,
she's acting her fucking ass off. And her family's hilarious. I have to watch her show. Her mother, too. I was like, I love this woman. Like, it reminds me of Spider-Man. And like, my favorite thing about Spider-Man is like, I love the beginnings. Like, I don't want to see someone who's like, I don't want to see like your come up stories because like, oh, your parents died and they left you all of this money. Like, I want to see you be like a goofy, awkward teenage superhero who's trying to figure it out and still has to come home for curfew. Like, that's so
fun. You're like, don't give me Batman. Give
no, me fuck Parker. Off, Batman. Give me Peter Parker. Did you watch hers?
I haven't seen it. But after I saw it, I was like, I gotta watch it. But she's great. There's this, the clip inside, I think they do, like, I might be mixing it up, but her and Samuel L. Jackson, after they're, like, fighting, she, like, just instinctually gave him, like, a handshake or a dap or something. I don't remember what it was. And he was like, don't do that again. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she was, like, very nervous being around him. And he's like, you covered up your face. You got to bring it down. So next take, just bring it down.
Oh, my. Imagine, like, learning how to act on set from him.
Yeah.
And her. Like, Brie Larson.
Great.
I made a great joke as we were watching, because, like, she was, like, trapped on the ship for, like, all of this time. And I was like, damn, Brie Larson can't catch a break. Like, they need to let her. Like, she's done two movies or she's like, stuck in 200 square feet. And Moss is like, what? I was like, she's just stuck in the room. He goes, what room? I go, room. The movie.
Room. Yeah, like, I can't say the room.
I know.
Stuck
I
was in
like,
room.
God damn it. That was so good. And you missed it. He goes, no, it was so good. I did. It was because it was so good. That's how I missed it.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode of Don't Blame Me. Tuesday, we'll have See You Next Tuesday. And then Thursday, we will have But Am I Wrong?
Hell yeah. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.